definitely one of those games where the most important thing was to not mess up, right?
Right. Yeah, well, we came to the game knowing we had a shot, just not turn the ball over when you have a defense. You know, as good as you got on the side of the ball, you know, you always got a chance to stay in the game as long as you don't hurt yourself, and that's what we did. And obviously it wasn't pretty, but we still came out with a win.
Was it a little bit more, you know, the first time when, you know, playing in Tampa, I mean, what kind of a comfort level? I mean, it's obviously a little difficult since a lot of this stuff is new, but what was your comfort level?
Well, Tampa was a little different, being the fact that I didn't really get reps with the ones that whole week because Trevor was starting and then I kind of got thrown in. So I didn't get to take any reps with the team. But this week, you know, I had all the reps with the team, so I felt a lot more comfortable coming into the game. But we played a really good defense, and there's some things that obviously we're going to correct on offense. But we got out of here with a win, and we're happy with that.
The defensive takeaways obviously helped for you guys, but was there a moment on offense where you felt comfortable that you thought you could finish this?
Yeah, I mean, whenever we got a couple of those turnovers, we knew that we had a chance to drive down and get a first down and in the game with the ball in the offense's hands. But we didn't do that. But thankfully, we got our defense on the side of the ball, got us the ball back, and we still came away with a win.
Going back to the start, you missed your first two and then hit six in a row. Did you have a little bit of jitters there in the beginning?
I would say I had a little bit of butterflies, yeah, coming to the game. But after that first throw, you're kind of ready to go. So I knew that, you know, we had to get rolling and we had to pick it up. So that's what we did, and we came away with a win.
When you have it in your mind to take care of the ball, but then you have TT or Sanders deep down the field, what's the balance between?
Right. Yeah, you can't be in the game, you know, just tiptoeing around and not wanting to make mistakes, you know, because it's football and you're going to make mistakes. So you just got to keep playing. But we just knew that if we didn't turn the ball over, we had a really good shot at winning. And you want to get those guys the ball, you know, because they're big targets, they're big players for us. But sometimes game goes this way and you still get the win and everybody's still happy about it.
Actually, what you like the most about your game today, what you maybe think still needs to
Mostly, I would say winning. I like that the most because my first start, I didn't get the win. But obviously, there's things I need to correct. I know a couple of those deep balls that I probably should have gave those guys a chance to catch. I didn't. But, you know, that goes to the other side of the ball, too. They're a good defense, and they played well today, too.
Actually, you think they were a little more aggressive than they had been coming into the game?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that coming into the game, we kind of had that on our minds, but we didn't know. But once we got into the game, I think that they kind of tried to ramp it up a little bit with me only having my second start. But we still could have done some better things, I think.
Growing up just a couple hours south of here, does it make it a little more special to get your first win in Jacksonville? And what kind of experience do you have coming to this stadium, if any?
Well, I've never been here before. This is the first time I've been here for any game. But it was exciting to come back in front of my family and a couple of my friends too, them getting the chance to watch me, you know, get a start in the NFL because I played with most of them growing up. So it was a special moment for me to go out there and get my first win too.
How many ticket requests this week?
I'm not sure the number. My parents were the ones that handled it, so they kind of kept it off my plate.
Your best throw was right at the end of the half to DT. What was that, you know, the long in?
Right, yeah, we just knew that we got the ball back and any kind of points were good there, so we were just trying to get up on the ball and get in field goal range to kick a field goal. DT made a great catch on the ball. If I put it on his chest, he might have been able to score, but I missed a little low and he still went down and got it. But you get receivers like that on the outside, you know, you can throw it anywhere in their direction, they'll catch it.
Did the play calling change when it became
17-3? I don't think so. I think that you know, we just kind of maybe got a little too comfortable with the lead instead of keeping our foot on the gas and driving down the field and scoring more points. But, you know, luckily we got it done still, and we came out of here with a win.
You spend all week with the first team, and then after today, what's the biggest thing as an offense as a whole you need to improve on going to Tennessee next week?
I just think, you know, obviously we had a lot of three and outs. I think in the second half we only had a couple first downs, and that's not good to do to your defense just because they're playing their tail off and they're playing well too. So you keep them on the field and you keep them tired by not getting first down. So I think it's a big thing that we need to do moving forward is getting first downs and play better on our side of the ball.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks.
Who's next?